Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Fresh and Fit Podcast. I'm your co-host, James Abrams. It's my boy Chad over here. We brought in Paul Sadler from Sadler Wines, but...
Someone in the face has such a certainty, bro.
I don't know if I can say it. I can mention it now, but I wanted to say that. But I also want to say, when I die, all right, when I die, I want to come back as Paul Sadler. If I could just die and come back as Paul Sadler, I'm good. I might take my life right now.
That's a cool dude right there.
That's a good dude. Thanks for coming, man. Thanks for coming, bro. For sure. Man, we about to get into it, man. First of all, man, I ain't going to cap. I've been eating a little bad. I got off my diet for a little bit, but now I'm back on track, man. Chad, what have you been doing? I know you eat fast food all the time.
Look, I don't even know where the track is. I'm bad, bro. Yeah. I'm really bad. And you know, like, I'm what, 33 now?
Yep. You can't keep playing with that diet, bro. You can't keep playing with it.
Like, I'm realizing that as we inch close to summer, like, I can't, bro. Like, at some point.
Somebody go see the dad bod.
And I'm either like, do I embrace, like, not caring, or do I just, you know what I mean?
Step it up.
I'm in that gray zone right now. Yeah. I'm in that gray zone. No, my diet's not doing that well. I made a commitment to have no sugary drinks at all this month.
Okay.
So no alcohol,
but my vice is pop. Juices, okay. I know.
Yeah, you do drink a lot of Coke.
Yeah, man. And I'm already, you know.
You fiending?
No. You fiend when you've abstained.
Okay.
I haven't abstained.
You been failing?
Man, what? You suck. Man, I was given a can of Coke the first day, April 1st. I was like, what? Really? I'm gonna drink it.
Damn, but Chad, come on, man. How you gonna say your goal is to not drink sugary drinks and you didn't drink sugary drink every day?
What's it? Today is the, what, 5th?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I have maybe a day or two.
I doubt it.
I'm bad, bro.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I do got a bottle of water with me right now, though.
Yeah. Paul, what's your diet like right now, man? Because you live a crazy. You're like your schedule's so crazy. You know what I'm saying?
My diet consists of Patron de Nejo. You say lobster and steak. I try to stay on the veggies as much as possible, okay. You know, but I definitely, you know, being in the nightlife, you're going to dibble and dabble.
You dibble and dabble.
Because it's the late night eating that kills me, you know. Night. Leave the club, and, you know,
I want some pancakes, whatever. What kind of
eating routine are you even on? Like, when is your first meal? When are you eating, like? Because your schedule is different.
Right, so the schedule is different, but I still get up early, and I don't even know how. You know what I mean? But, like, I get up at, like, 7:30, right? Okay. And then some days 6, but it's just one of the situations where I always try to get up and just try to get some fruit in the beginning of the day.
Yeah, sure.
It's by the time when, like, all right, we got a lunch meeting, but the lunch meeting may be at Blue Point.
Yeah.
Or the lunch meeting may be just anywhere, Southside. You see what I'm saying? That's when the mixture starts to go down at 12.
Yeah.
And then you got a dinner meeting, but the dinner meeting may be at a, you know, and then a lot of times, you know, these different companies are taking care of the tab.
Of course.
So, you know, it's really not
you
like.
You must indulge.
You got to indulge. I don't want to be rude.
Right. Far be it from me.
Turn away. Nice meal now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, I can't have it. I can't have it, man. But no, so tell you guys a little secret, a little thing I found out about probably a couple years ago called CLA. I got away from it, but it's something you take with every meal. CLA is a little hat. It helps you get rid of fat.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's a little pill. It's kind of like, it looks like fish oil, like fish oil type of stuff.
Right. Okay.
Because it's a fatty acid and it breaks down fat. Basically what it does, after every meal you take from CLA, it helps pull apart the protein and take the fat.
And you take it before?
After you eat. After every meal. And help you flush out the fat and keep the protein.
Oh.
When did you find out about this?
Man, a couple years ago. But I ain't got away from it.
How long have we been friends,
man? I know, man. But it's summertime. Listen, summertime is coming up. I got to get y'all together. Yeah. So take some CLA after every meal. Get you in the game.
Okay, just for the fans out there, what exactly does CLA stand for?
Right.
Man, I couldn't say it. Look, Chad trying to get me to say it. It's conjugated linoleic acid.
Hey.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That'll work.
Yeah, that's it. Conjugated, non-delayed.
CLA. Okay.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But it's some good stuff, man. I know a lot of bodybuilders use it. A lot of people, so it's cool.
Right.
Helps break down the fat. So anything can help break down that fat, I need it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm taking this hat off because this hat got me hot as hell.
It's cool. It's a fly hat, though.
I appreciate it. I'm sorry. Hey, I got to take this hat.
Like green.
You hat or no hat guy? I think I know
what
you're
saying. I'm a hat.
You are?
I'm a hat guy.
How many hats you got? Over or under 50?
No, I got more than 50 hats. Yeah, I probably got 25 brims.
Brims, let alone
hats. Okay. Yeah, like, you know, from ball caps and all that type of stuff. But, you know, I came up in that, you know, that Dipset era.
You know what I mean?
And hats were, you know, and then I kind of never left the hat. You know, it may have changed up the style of hat.
It went from big-ass hat to, like, regular
right over the ear.
With the do-rag banging, do-rag with the hat to match. And you know what I'm saying? Paul went to Sherrick, I went to Heights. But, you know, we just pretty boys. So if our do-rag didn't match the outfit, you probably wasn't going to see us in it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to see the do-rag with the hat. Yeah. Paul was the first person I met with the daggone Gucci Force Ones. Gucci Force. No matter what, he had the Louis Vuitton ones. He had the Louis Vuitton Force Ones. I'm like, dang.
So you've been wanting to die for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You've been wanting to redo this in front of
me. I just felt like I was in the wrong line. When God was handing out lions, I was in the wrong line. Like, God, I'm in the wrong line. Hey, well, I ain't know it was a VIP. Okay. It's a VIP over here. I ain't see the VIP line. I ain't see it, man. But hats have changed, man. People wear them all different. But some people still wear them old school, though. Like the bent joints. I be seeing a lot of boys do that.
Oh, like, you mean like this?
No, I'm talking about more bent.
Oh, that's a cultural thing.
That's a good look right there.
That's a cultural thing. I thought you were talking about still wearing the big hats. I said, yeah, those people live in Akron.
Bro, not the big hats. Bro, let me tell you something, man. And no, shout out to
not
people.
The big joke.
Shout out to our people in Akron. But Akron is like.
It's not a bad thing.
But Akron is a little bit about a decade behind in fashion.
Not a decade.
No, they're about a decade
behind. Sound like you're talking about Toledo. No disrespect to the fans of Toledo.
We losing people left and right.
Akron, man, listen. Oh, my God. Akron behind, man. They behind, man. I bet you can go to Akron right now and find some FUBU.
Ooh. You can, Ray, low key, you can go to Cleveland.
You got to leave the right store.
You'd be surprised what type of deal they cut with Walmart, though.
Or any thrift store or, you know. It's out there. You just got to find it if you're looking for it. I'm not looking for it.
Right.
Yeah, I got this old Jake t-shirt on.
Hey, man. It's a good looking shirt you got on.
No, it's cool. Yeah, I actually really like the back, too. The smoking cyclist thing. That was a good design. I don't know who came up with that, but that was smart.
Some guy in Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Really? Somewhere.
So, you know what I'm saying? Smoking cyclist is your thing. We got Paul on here. Paul is a business guru. He's, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Entertainment, Mr. Nightlife, you know. If something's going on in the city and Paul ain't involved, I probably ain't really messing with it. You know what I'm saying? how it's get down, because my boy puts together such good product, man. I'm saying, I mean that, like, genuinely, like, he puts together, like, really upscale, nice events, always on point, man. Always, like, good vibes and good people in there. So I gotta, it's my pleasure for him to be on the show and just kind of talk about, kind of pick his brain about the entertainment side of it. Because, you know, we like to be fresh and fit, but we also, what's the point of working out, looking all good, and you don't go out and show off? You know what I'm saying? You got to go out and show off a little bit.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So Paul, you know what I mean? Break it down. So where you at now? I know you did the salad wines.
Right.
But he couldn't bring none in, guys, and he don't let him talk about it.
So, you know, basically about salad wine, we'll jump into that and jump out of that, really. So, basically, it's just on hold right now. Unfortunate situation. Basically got advised wrong by a lawyer for the most part. And then basically the permits weren't in place, you know, that I thought were in place. Boom, you know, basically, investigation went down and shut it down.
Very similar to that, because when I tried to open up the gym in another location, I had to do a conditional use permit.
Right.
And the conditional use permit, the city, the Mayfield, I was approved by the owner. The city of Mayfield Village was like, no, we don't want this gym in our area.
Oh.
And they reversed my conditional use permit. That's why when I was going to open the gym in January, I didn't open it because that.
Yeah, right.
So now I went to Saudi Arabia after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's how it does. Yeah, so when
and that stuff be over our head, like, you don't know what's
going on. For real. Especially if you getting told something different, you know, by somebody you're trusting with different stuff. So, it messes you up at the end of the day.
Fool, I paid you for this.
Right.
Facts. Yeah, that's the whole thing. This is what I paid you for.
And I paid you to avoid this.
And we talked about this. You know what I'm saying? So, it was like, you know, let's make sure we don't have no mix-ups.
Yeah,
but
we gonna have to talk.
Yeah. But, I mean, at the end of the day, man, it's, you know, get real good legal counsel.
Yeah.
That's all I could advise. Some real good legal counsel. Yeah. But at this point, basically, we just starting back from the beginning,
okay,
and doing it all from scratch, and then just rolling out the product again whenever you know the whole situation is over.
I commend you on that, because I think with a lot of people who have some kind of idea, a hurdle comes up and they're like, ah, man, it wasn't meant to be, or they just kind of abandon ship.
Right.
So I first of all, I commend you on that, because you guys, you know, just the mentality to move forward.
Right.
We had a chance recently to check out your spot downtown, or in the flat.
Yeah, Lotus.
So how long ago did you guys start that? What kind of?
So that was another trying process. So we got Lotus in 2000 and, what was it, 21? We got Lotus in 18 and didn't open till the beginning of 2020.
Okay.
In January 2020 is when we got the final permit to really open up Lotus. But we had Lotus for 2 years, and we went back and forth with City Hall, just going back and forth about giving us the permit to open up a location down in the flats. Because at that point, it just wasn't ideal for us to be down there, per se.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? So, and then once we finally got that approved, it got pushed through for the most part, but it took 2 years to get that spot open down there. So it's been a blessing, because, you know, things have been rolling down there, and it's good. It's a good spot to kick it at. But like I said, that was a process too. That took 2 years to get that spot open.
Huh.
Yeah.
So like, you kind of brought this up too, Chad. It really is about perseverance, man. I don't, you know what I mean? If you're I hate to bring race into it, but if you're a black man, you trying to build a business, you trying do something, man, you have other hills to climb that people might not be familiar with. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing is, like, you go into a bank, you ask for a loan, you don't see anybody that looks like you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You go in there, and it's a different vibe. You have to go through certain programs and stuff like that. Shout out to ECDI, who just helped me get some funding for my gym and my new project. So shout out to them. But you have to go through programs like that to get money, versus being able to go in there and be like, hey, yo, my name is so-and-so. Here's my business plan. Here's what I'm trying to do.
Right.
Can I get a loan? Can I get funding for this? And it's like, typically you get turned down. So if you don't have anybody wants to be an entrepreneur, if you don't have it in your mind to be able to overcome adversity, like the first sign of adversity or stuff looks totally like it's gonna work against you, you do not need to be an entrepreneur, man. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with being 9-to-5, man. This entrepreneur stuff is so hard, it's so tough. Like, it's not even it's some of the highest highs and some of the lowest lows, right, man. You know what I mean? When business is good, it's good. When it ain't good, you be like, shit, how I'm gonna pay that water bill, bro? I gotta pay this contractor, this happening, you know what I'm saying? Stuff happened to you. You gotta rob Peter to pay Paul, or like my boy Church say, jerk off the dog to feed the cat. Who knows?
Okay.
What? First of all, he about to have ops at his door tonight. Like, excuse me, sir, did you say
jerk off
the dog and cat?
Because you cannot mess with the animals.
Oh, yeah. Peter, like, what?
He about to have PETA on our back.
Peter, this is the anti-PETA episode.
We got anti-PETA, Akron, Lorraine,
Toledo.
Right.
Hey, bro, Lorraine, hey, bro, let me tell you something. I've never had.
Why are we hating so bad on these cities?
Man, because we're from Cleveland. But I've never
I got love for y'all.
Let me say something. Lorraine always had, man, when I was growing up, always had the craziest girls. Bro, I swear, like, me and my boys.
Some nice looking girls.
Beautiful, right? Yeah. You go holler at them, whatever. Next thing you know, you go out to Lorraine, you get into a fight with 16 dudes. You don't know what's going on. There's always some crazy. It was always wild, man. I don't know what it was about Lorraine girls, but
I'm going to tell you what it was.
Some crazy chicks.
I'm going to tell you what it was. It's that descent.
Descent.
It's that Latin American.
That
descent,
Latin American.
A little spicier than
it. A little spicy.
A little caliente.
A little caliente. But So you doing the bar, you do the club thing.
Right.
Man, you had several business adventures. Bro, I remember you was in the politics game.
Yeah, I was in politics for a minute.
Yeah, tough. But, and you did a great job with the politics too, man. So, but what made you want to do wine in the first place?
You know, I was with Boy Hennessy for 8 years. Right. So when the pandemic hit, they gave us an option to either like leave or come back. And I was, you know, I was already had other businesses going. And I was ready to get out of the corporate world. So I just stepped away from corporate and just looked at it, just weighed out my options. Just because I had, like, I just write business plans all the time. So it's like I got multiple different businesses that I'm just plotting on that I just haven't, you know, like, put the fire and put the gasoline to, right?
Thanks.
And the wine, St. Salo, that was just one of them that I had at the time. Okay. Right? So I was like, you know, let's, you know, make a couple calls, see what we could do, and, like, take a shot at this one. Just because, you know, the area, you know, it's obviously different wineries and stuff I figured I could land something. So it took a couple months, and then basically just, you know, got the ball rolling with that. Nice. Yeah, but, like, yeah, so because I left Moet Hennessy in, I think, what, April or June? June of 2020?
So speak to that a little bit, though, like, because you said during the pandemic you were able to, because a lot of people during the pandemic suffered. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people suffer. A lot of bad things happen. So how were you able to keep a positive mindset? Not just a positive mindset, but an optimistic mindset that you could launch this business during this time.
I'm a saver, right?
Yeah.
So it was like I saved to, like, you know, like, I just saved. And I've been saving since I was a kid, right? Okay. So it was like I really, the pandemic really didn't faze me that much because it was like, you know, that's what we planned for, right?
Yeah.
So it was one of those situations where it gave me a time to sit back and really just think because I didn't have to go out. Everything was closed. So I was thinking of ways to make money throughout the pandemic. And then basically what could, you know, post-pandemic, what would be something that could sustain itself?
The product,
right? And then that's when the wine. You know, I was thinking about that. And if I was like, once everything opens back up,
people gonna drink.
Yeah,
they hey, James, gonna I don't know about you, but every time I try out a product that maybe I haven't tried out before, a new product on the shelf, I'm always super eager to tell my friends about it because I want them to experience what I did.
Yeah, because you got a big mouth. You need to shut up.
Yeah, sometimes that's true. Sometimes it's true.
So why not do it easier? Put your stuff on the podcast. You want to advertise it. Guys, it's $250 to be featured at the top of our show or $150 to be in the middle of the show or $50 to be put in at our discretion. Basically, best on the floor of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why not do it that way, Chad?
Yeah, and you know what? I like sometimes you see a show and they got some really cool stuff like a mug or a hat or a whatever it may be on their table.
True.
We could do that too.
We definitely can do your product placement here, guys. So if you're interested, make sure you hit us up at
tfafpod@gmail.com.
Yes, y'all. That's tfafpod@gmail.com, y'all. We would love to have your products on here. Hit us up. Let's get you going.
Yeah.
Peace.
All right, Paul, one of our favorite segments, explain that pic. We're going to pull up a picture. A few of them for you. Tell us anything you want about the picture.
Okay.
And nothing's off limits. So first one.
I was in Florida. Well, my son was out there. We went out there for football nationals. And a bunch of buddies of mine, a bunch of the parents, we all got a crib. We always play cards, go crazy, have a good time. And then we was drinking on St. Saturday wine. All right. Yeah.
So what card game was you playing?
Tongue.
I'm a spades guy.
I was about to say, I hate spades.
You hate spades?
I'm going to tell you why I hate spades.
Because you ain't black.
That's the biggest reason.
It's a black thing. Bro.
I feel like that in Monopoly. And whenever someone's like, you want to play? I'm like,
Monopoly,
Tongue is nice because Tongue is a quick in and out game.
It's a quick game.
That's
right. Man, but if somebody Tongue out on you, be sorry.
Just don't be shitty. All right, next one.
Okay.
Next one.
All right, so this is me and the Rev. This is my dad.
The Rev.
I call him the Rev. So they honored me for Entrepreneur of the Year Award at the Christian Business League. Mm. So this was like the pre photo shoot at the yacht club that my parents are a member of. So we always go down there, hang out at the yacht club. And it was like an all-white setup. So we went down there, hung out. Rev had a couple apple martinis kicked in.
Okay.
Yeah, did a little photo shoot.
The closest I've gotten to the yacht club is kayaking past it. That's about it.
Yeah. First of all, why would you even be at a yacht club?
What you mean, bro?
Why would you be there?
What? He don't know any better.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I said the closest.
Okay, well, good. You stay on your skis, bro, because you ain't even that smooth enough to be in no yacht club.
Okay, you'd be coming in there so loud. They'd be like, security.
Security, definitely. They think I am security.
Yeah, for sure.
This is when we're still working with Hennessy. So we always just do like Hennessy privilege toast and just private little Hennessy events.
Yeah.
And that's my boy Z right there. So he used to own XO, which was like one of the fly spots in town. So I used to throw parties at his spot, I mean, every other week for the most part. Yeah. So that was one of the events we did up there. And it was so funny because I actually just saw Z this weekend. Have y'all been to the Last Page, the new spot up there in Pinecrest?
No.
Good as hell, but I ended up seeing him up there. We had a couple cocktails.
And what's the name of it again?
The Last Page.
Last Page, no?
Yeah, no, it was good.
Bro, so I know that steakhouse was like premium, like everybody was coming through there. Is he still doing the business?
So he's opening up a new spot, the Flats, right now. Okay. You know, so that's gonna be his next venture. Should be opened up hopefully this summer.
Okay.
Brand new structure, and the Flats is gonna be next to Forward. I can't remember the name, but I think it's an Asian cuisine. You know, but I know it has a rooftop.
Be hip.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool.
Z is Russian, right?
No, Z is from. I hate to say it wrong because we watch it. I know exactly where he's from, but I know.
Germany. Okay.
Yeah, Germany.
Okay. Yeah, they're
good. Deutschland über alles.
They're okay.
I speak German, boy.
Say one more thing in German.
No.
Okay. they're also building up the west side of the Flats.
Yeah.
This little area they're going to be doing like some kind of shopping district and whatnot.
They should, man. Cleveland does not take advantage of our waterfronts at all.
We're getting
like most big major cities that have waterfronts, they take total advantage of it. Like everything's on the water.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but we don't do that. We're kind of starting to, like you said, like we're doing more stuff in the Flats. And I guess probably back in like the 90s when the Flats was popping.
Yeah.
The Flats was popping back in the 90s. That's when they probably was
going.
Yeah, going. But it's starting to come back. It has this. Because like when they brought back Punch Bowl Social and all those places like that, I feel like that started a new Flats era.
Yeah, you brought some traffic, probably more tourist traffic.
Yeah, right.
Then you got spots like Paul's where I think people that are in Cleveland know about that spot.
Cleveland is going to be.
I don't know if I'm wrong.
Well, no. I mean,
do you get out of towners in your spot?
You get out of towners if people from Cleveland bring them.
Yeah.
You know, that's how that works.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, but one cool thing about too, but you being the Flats too, that Lotus Lounge being the Flats, like it's a couple like comedy spots there, so cats that just come straight from the comedy show right there. Chill.
Since you said that, we do get some transient traffic from Hustlers and then from the other spots across the world, like how you said, the comedy venues.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it would be when stuff opens, I think we'll see a lot more of that. Gosh. You know, yeah.
Man, do you have any? I know you in the politics. You got a couple irons in the fire. Do you have any idea to let people know when we be opening back up? You know what I'm saying? You got some inside information.
I don't have any inside information, but I would see it very hard for them to have NFL draft here with everything still closed. You can't have a national event. Like that's a national event that's gonna have, I don't know, multiple people come.
Yeah.
So I mean the city's gonna be packed. And we don't have the capacity just to do everything outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if you look at the Great Cleveland Sports Commission on their page, they're telling this is gonna be bigger than the Republican National Convention. It's gonna be, and that shit was actually whack.
Yeah.
Because they actually told us it was gonna be big, and I had planned a lot of events. At that point in time, one of my best friends was actually working for the ex-vice president.
Okay.
Yeah, for Pence. And then so we had the Republican shit locked up.
Yeah.
You know, but then it was like nobody really showed because at the time nobody was really feeling Trump. It was a lot of stuff that was going on. Nobody still, they really still don't feel him. But it was just like, that's just how that went. But we had like a lot of stuff locked up. So it was only good because we had the inside line. But like they're saying it's going to be a lot bigger than that. So I can't see stuff really just being closed.
Yeah.
With this coming, because the way they're coming out, giving out tickets to all the bars and things like that, like that would be like a catastrophe for you to really go around and just ticket everybody the week of NFL draft.
Come on, man.
So
come on, man. You gotta let people.
But I think it's all based off the numbers too, though.
Okay,
so
and
I don't know.
Unfortunately, the numbers kind of going up a little bit. I saw numbers kind of go up a little bit, but who knows? All
right,
but the hospital numbers are going down, like and there's less deaths. So there's more COVID cases so far. I've seen that, but there's less deaths and less hospitalizations.
Oh, okay.
So people are getting stronger, more immune to it. You know
maybe.
What I'm
yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. All right, last but not least.
Okay. Let me see what this one is.
He had to laugh.
Take the time with this one. Well, no, it's so funny because these are all my employees, right? So they all work down at the club. So we all just got, you know, matched, dressed up the same. Basically, this is for the, was this for the St. Sadler launch? Yeah, so this is for the launch party for St. Sadler. And then basically everybody just all dressed the same for the most part. And it was a good kick it, you know.
This is what I'm talking about when I say I'm going to die and come back. Hey, seriously, Paul,
I'm not even a big wine guy, except I whine about this dude occasionally. Right. You like what I did there? but I'll say we went, a buddy of ours had a birthday party when you had a wine tasting about a month ago or so maybe. And I don't know what I had, bro. But I liked it.
You
like
it? How you gonna know? Do you even know what color the bottle was?
I don't.
It's like three different distinct bottles.
Yeah, I don't.
When it comes back, I got you.
Do another tasting and get it cracked.
For sure.
Yeah, man. But definitely explain that pick. But speaking of yachts, you know what I'm saying? Being out on the beach, being on the water, because we saw some. Can you pull this up, Chad, for me? These short sets. And I'm all for the short sets. I think the matching, it was with the matching top and the matching shorts.
Okay.
So this is part of the segment we say smash or pass.
Okay.
So
would you DM it to me?
I think I DM'd it to you.
We better find out.
Because it'd be like, would you wear this short set? You know what I'm saying? Right. I would. I'll rock them. I think I would love to rock the
matching short set.
But Chad said he wouldn't wear it
because you want to look like King Midas. Low key.
I gotta
see this shit. Bro, you're gonna be mad at me.
It's either there or in your text messages.
Maybe.
You suck. Scroll down. No, let's go back to
I'm gonna tell you right now, if we can't find it, this is a sign that you shouldn't wear it.
Nah, bro. We definitely.
Bro, I don't know where it is.
It's definitely getting rocked.
No, I can't find it.
Whatever. You corny.
But I can't, but this is what we can talk about. Because this is, I think you would do this. I don't know.
You full of shit. I would not be caught dead, nothing like that.
Okay. Let me see. A slimming outfit. Okay. So.
So look at this shit, right? So you put this shit on, and it make your stomach reduce a couple, two or three sizes.
You got to pass on that.
But you got, man, tell you. No, yeah. But ain't no real,
that's
man.
That's like that thing that the ladies wear. That
It's exactly
the waist
training.
Yeah, the waist training.
But even worse, nigga, you got to pull that shit up. Come on, man. I'm not wearing that, man. You got me messed up.
Now,
Chad.
It's what if you go to the beach, you know, you pop top, then you take it off.
Yeah, I take it off. That shit gonna flop out? Oh, man. No.
What about when you get home? With a chick? It's like, you know, you see her at the club, take her home, and then you got that on.
But they do it.
But how about say, how many chicks have fool dudes, but they get home and get the popping out of shit?
That's uncalled for, right? That's uncalled.
Bro, yeah. I'm definitely not rocking that, Chad. You can scratch that. But that company makes some cool neoprene sweat gear. They make a lot of stuff for like fighters and stuff like that. So you can wear like for sweat and helping you sweat. They make some cool stuff. But I would not wear the damn waist slimmer. But because also too, like that waist slimmer shit, it's a temporary fix. Like it's like and it's false hope. You know what I'm saying? It's like you rocking this little waist thing, you thinking you slim, and you neglecting the fact that, yo, I need to work on this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Are you telling us this from experience?
No, I'm just telling you, like I've seen it.
He sounds rather
confident.
I am a
psychic. You have one?
I had one in a large.
I had an extra large.
No, that's a false hope. But
no,
because I know a lot of people in fitness, they want to do everything but be fit. You know what I'm saying? Right. They want to do niggas don't want to work out.
It's the difference between being fit and being healthy.
Being healthy, that's what I'm saying. So people do everything but the stuff they need to do. So they want to take pills, they want to drink teas, they want to do all stuff. They want to wear waist trainers and core trainers. But it's like, bro, like that's giving you like false hope. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, man. Paul, I get the impression you like jewelry.
I do.
Maybe give us a little insight on what when you approach a day, what are your go to pieces? Like I'm wearing these definitely, and maybe this is for like.
Because you don't always rock the chain. You rarely rock it.
Yeah. So it's just all on how I'm feeling for the most part, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you know you got it, it's one of those situations where like, oh, I'll grab it today, throw it on. Or one thing I'm going to just always have on is a watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just always. I'm just always going to have my watch on. Mm-hmm. But I mean, really, it was just like, how I'm feeling. You know, some days, you know, nothing at all. Just a good watch. And then, you know, other days, it's like, you know, you got your bracelet, chain, earrings, you know, just depends.
This thing is so major.
Yeah, so I was gonna ask you that because like I haven't seen like the charms, like the big charms. I haven't seen so many people wearing them as much lately. You know what I'm saying? But I see your charm.
Mine is like a 17th of that
one. Every time I look over there, it's blinding me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Slightly smaller charm. So do you ever rock the necklace without the charm? Do you rock it?
You know what, man? You know what's so crazy? I've had this chain probably 6 years.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I had always said I was gonna get a charm to go on it. But I just really didn't know what I was going to do.
So you got to get your custom joint.
Right. So I ended up going to get a custom joint made, and that's how I ended up with this. But I had to chain just naked for years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a good look, too. I think the naked chain looks good, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's how I rocked it. You know what I mean? And I still take the charm off and just rock it naked. Yeah. Because my thing is like Cuban links. Like, you know, Cuban links, man. Never go out.
They've been popping since we was little, like middle school, since like Wu-Tang.
Man, come on. Right behind the Ghostface. The album was called Only for Cuban Links.
Cuban Links. Yeah. From there to Nipsey was talking about Cuban Links, man. It just been a thing. Classic. I think Cuban links is just classic. Never go out. Now, herringbones. I ain't seen a cat rock a herringbone.
That's so crazy. I heard somebody talk about a herringbone the other day. And I was just like, man, it's like, I'm just not getting my money tied up in no herringbone.
Herringbone, man. A flat piece of gold.
I'm cool on it. You got to be a certain kind of status to not care, bro.
Yeah.
To not care at all, and then still look bad.
Still do it, yeah.
Still look bad. So you got any nose? Like, ain't no way I'm pulling that off. Ain't no way I'm doing that.
Come to jury.
Because I know James has some. I don't see eye to eye.
Man, so let me tell you what he trying to get to.
Right.
So basically, I wanted to get an ankle bracelet. He's like, bro, you can't get an ankle bracelet, bro. I'm like, bro, it's. I've seen some of the coldest dudes in fashion wear. Fabulous wears it. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then I also saw like warriors and stuff out in Africa wear them. You know what I'm saying?
In tribal ceremony.
So I made me want to rock an ankle bracelet. So what you think, bro?
I actually have an ankle bracelet. I'm going to tell you why I actually stopped wearing it, though.
No, here we go.
I'm going to tell you why I stopped wearing it. I broke it too many times.
Okay.
So I come in the house drunk.
Kicking shit.
You know, I just tear my shoes off. You know, you're ripping your socks off and everything. And if you put the ankle bracelet, I had literally the same bracelet as an ankle bracelet. And I had broke it too many times.
And he was like, I ain't doing this no more.
Well, it's just too expensive to fix. Yep. And then I ended up just turning it into a bracelet. Took a couple links out, and it's just the same as this. But yeah.
See, man?
Yeah.
But go ahead and do it, bro.
That's it. Yeah. It's a good look.
But you got it. It's like you got to be on the ankle bracelet because you will forget that you have an ankle bracelet on.
Mm-hmm. You wear it under or over the sock?
I did it over the sock. Because I saw Fab do it over the sock.
Thank you.
And at first, I was only doing it if I had wore loafers. Right?
Yeah.
I was hanging out with my homegirls. We were, I think we were in Detroit at the all-white party some years ago. Cut my homegirls from out of town. And then, like, I was drunk, so I had just threw my legs up on the, we were, like, on the party bus. And they were like, motherfucker, you got an ankle bracelet on? Like, no, so it was kind of like.
Hey, like, next stop.
Yeah.
Next stop.
And I was just like. All right. But my one homegirl was kind of like, Paul, you just doing too much.
You doing too much.
And my other homegirl was like, what do you expect? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I think that's what it comes down to. Some people going to rock with it, some people not.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. I definitely would rock an ankle bracelet, bro.
How do you guys feel? Because they kind of came back like the chokers.
The chokers?
I don't know.
The smaller gold chains?
I'm talking about the ones that are like not even hanging.
So I'm cool with them joints like for like working out in. Like going for a run or something.
I mess with the chokers. I mean, they cool. It's just, like I said, man, jewelry is expensive, man. So when you get to buying that jewelry.
You got to buy something
you just got really, that's going to be timeless. Like, I don't know if the chokers are going to be timeless.
I don't think so either.
Nah. You know.
Yeah,
I think like 24, depending on your neck size, like 22, 24 is probably a good length.
Good length, yeah. Mm-hmm.
20.
What was this one on your neck?
This is 24, maybe.
Yeah, I think I like mine like about 22, a little bit shorter, like right there. Bang.
Yeah. Nice piece, right there. Yeah. You can't lose with good pieces,
especially if you're gonna wear the your matching outfit with the butt with the
bro,
button on.
Bro. I'm telling you, bro. When this summer, dog, I'm coming so right.
I think I know what you're talking about, though, because, so right. I mean, I was looking at something the other day. I think I was looking at the GQ, and they had, like, the pastel sets.
It'd be pastel patterns and stuff. Yeah, like silky,
bro. Right. But then, like, the shorts were, like.
A little short.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? Let me tell you something, bro. This summer, bro, I'm coming through it, and I'm coming through, bro. Abs, chain, shirt, halfway open all the time, bro. I'm not wearing, man, I'm not buttoning up my shirt. I'm not doing all this training just to be walking around here with my chest covered up. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Paul, you got a decent amount of silk in your closet, don't you?
Silk? I don't got a lot of silk. I mean, you got to think, man, silk is really just coming back. You know what I mean?
It is.
So it's like, I missed the first Versace year.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I missed that era. You know what I'm saying? I was a kid. So, like, I didn't necessarily get into the silk stuff. I have a couple, like, silk shirts that I play, like how J.A. said you play.
Yeah.
But I don't have, like, an arsenal of them.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe, like, three or four of them. And those are definitely good for some of those.
I'm like, well, cap. So, when I first started getting some bread back, you know what I'm saying? I got one of my first checks from the Saudi cats. I was like, I'm buying a Versace shirt. It's Alexander McQueen's, boy.
Yeah, the Queens are nice. I was messing with the Queens, but I've been to Paris a bunch of times, but the last couple times I went, I always make sure to stop at the flagship store.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, to get the queens out there. And then out there, you're always going to have different queens.
Different. Wait.
You know what I mean? You're always going to have different queens. They're going to have different shades and clothes.
Let me tell you something. I think Saudi Arabia get a lot of stuff straight from Europe because I think Europe gets stuff first.
That's facts.
Because when I was out there, they had stuff that I had never seen before. And I was like, people don't really wear this? And then next thing you know, people wearing it. People starting to rock that
fashion. Paris, they've been baggy since.
They back to baggy. Yeah,
you see that?
Since 17, 18, they've been wearing baggy. Bigger, oversized stuff.
And colors, like a bunch of colors.
They
colored up. I'm like, oh, y'all back to the crisscross color.
Yeah, you might see like some baggy, like capri style pants.
No, for real. Yeah.
With some drawstrings in the bottom part.
The last time I was there, they were wearing like the hoodies. Like they were like literally like down to the floor.
Wow.
And like slid on the side. And like all types of... But that, I don't know when that's coming to the States, but that was a fire look. I couldn't find any at the time. Mm-hmm. And then ones I did find, they were like, you know, like, they went like $2,900.
Wow.
So I was just like, for the hoodie?
For the hoodie?
For the flow?
That's a lot of fabric.
That's a lot of fabric, bro. Right? Like, damn, I'm 29. I just couldn't bite the bullet. But it was like, I don't know when that trend is coming. It's literally the hoodie. It just goes to the floor.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, you got to look at like an Arabian Night.
Yeah, it's on the hoodie side.
Arabian Night.
I got half of that, right?
Yeah, you got half of it. Man, but I also noticed too, like when it comes to fashion, so I think Europe, Saudi, but then I think in the States, I think New York gets it first. Because compared to like L.A. or Chicago, places like that, right. I think New York gets it first too, as far as fashion.
Yeah.
They have a lot of, you know, and it really,
it's a collective.
It's a hub, right?
Yeah.
So any of the hubs, you're getting people from everywhere. Yeah, so you're going to see, you know, more and more things.
But I don't think L.A. is that fashionable.
Like, you know who's really fashionable? It's kind of weird because I've only been there a few times, but it's a damn good hangout. Boston got some of the best damn shopping ever.
Yeah.
Boston is my top three favorite places to visit.
Hands down.
Food. Bro, Boston's so damn clean.
Yeah.
It's so clean, bro. Do y'all even have trash?
That mall downtown? What? I can't remember the mall's name. My boy's me mad. I just asked him about this yesterday. I'm away from Boston. We're texting. But I can't remember the name of that mall. But they have every flagship store you can think of. Mm. Yeah. City Center?
Is it near the waterfront?
It's a little up from the waterfront. You know, it's a little up from the waterfront.
If you like culture, like historical shit,
it's there.
You know,
come on,
it's cool, man.
But the lobster rolls out there.
Right, I was eating so much clam chowder and all that, crab soup and stuff.
Yeah, it's just
that's a spot for it, man.
So I hang out at the spot. My parents, they got a crib out in Martha's Vineyard. So you gotta fly into Boston, then you take the train. Not the train, but you take the bus.
Oh.
Yeah, to take the bus out to the boat, and the boat takes you over to Martha's Vineyard, right?
Okay.
So we always stay in Oak Bluffs or Edgartown, but like they have the best. Like seafood, like in the country, like you literally right on, you literally on the outskirts of Boston, mm-hmm. and you have like all the best seafood.
Sure.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you know, it's like, you know how we got wing night, they got lobster night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So two lobsters for, you know, $15.99. Mm. Big boy jokes. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
another city where they're just utilizing their lakefront.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, we got to jump on that. The biggest problem with that we have right now is the airport down there, and it's got to be clear for planes to land, unless we go the opposite way, which is a lot of living. Yeah. But I mean, you can still do something. Yeah,
that's what's up. Well, guys, that's it. That's our show today, man. Make sure you guys like. Make sure you subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You can email us, DM us, let us know what's going on. Smoking Cycles event. Coming up pretty soon, right? The ride to Cincinnati?
Yeah, so we're a month away.
A month away, okay.
We're going to be riding. We're going to drive down to Cincinnati. We got about a 300-plus mile trek back.
So, let's say ride, like bicycle ride or
something? Yeah, bicycle.
They crazy.
So, if you want to get in shape for that, guys, I'm opening my new gym coming out pretty soon. I finally got the name right, so I'm going to let you guys know. It's called By Any Means Fitness, BAM Fitness. Coming to you guys this summer. Be ready, man. I'm so excited, man. I got my paperwork, getting the funding. It's going down, man, so let's get it. So we're going to thank Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm trying to bounce off of you, bro.
It's his first show.
Sucks. He's the worst co-host. Paul, thanks for coming, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Paul, where can people find you during the week?
You can find me at Lotus Lounge, man. Y'all come down to Lotus Lounge for 1575 Merwin Avenue, right there in the flash. Y'all come down, hang out.
Nice.
Thursday through Sunday, we're there. Come kick it. You know, good time.
What's your social media handles people can follow?
Paul Sadler. It's just my name. Yeah, social media handle Paul Sadler. Make sure you check out Hollywood Hookah, Hollywood Luxury Rentals. And then, you know, obviously check out St. Sadler when everything comes back. So, really, I did looking probably like in a 12-month time frame. Okay. So, you know, look at it for 22.
Let's get it, man. Everything gonna work itself out. My boy bouncing back, salad wine pouring. You know what I'm saying? Champagne popping. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Big gold chain wearing. You know what I'm saying? You ain't ready, Chad.